We're going to start off with a reading from the minutes. Now, this is just a copy. The actual original is in a safety deposit box at the bank from August 27, AD 1905, Baptist Church at Eagle Fork, met for the purpose of organizing the church as above date, preaching by J.M. Widner, after which the following brothers and sisters was received. I'm reading it as it's written. George Goolsby, William Littrell, A.M. Mowdy, William Goolsby, Lola Mowdy, Emma Williams. That would be R.L.'s mom or grandmother, one of the two. Right hand of fellowship extended to them, after which the following business was transacted. J.M. Widner was elected pastor and G.W. Goolsby clerk, and so elected messengers to the association, brothers William Littrell and G.M. Goolsby, J.M. Widner, moderator, and just that was the first meeting of the Octavia Baptist Church. That was in August 27, 1905. You can get a copy of this in the library. We've got the original cap. In the 75th anniversary, in the 75th anniversary celebration, which was in August of 1980, and here, I'm just going to read a couple of notes here. Under a brush arbor near what is now the Octavia Cemetery, and if my understanding is correct, as you approach the cemetery off on the right side of the road, on August 27, 1905, evangelist J.M. Widner met with those who had professed faith in Christ during the gospel meeting just closed. These, along with others, presented themselves by letter, united together as a body of believers, taking the name Eagle Fork Missionary Baptist Church. All right. During the early years, Eagle Fork Church, which is now Octavia Baptist Church, met for Bible study and worship in a log cabin built near where the brush arbor had stood, again down near the Octavia Cemetery. This building had been built by Raymond Wilson. That's Tommy and Johnny's great-grandfather, correct? For a school and a church building. That building burned in 1913. Eagle Fork Church moved their meeting place to the Octavia School at that particular time. We've got some pictures we're just going to, I think, that Andrew has put together for us that just we're just going to let them roll. And if you got the first one that I sent to you yesterday, Andrew? Okay, if you can call that. That is a picture of the church that was taken 11 years, I think, after the church was built. That church was built, the building was built in 1928. That picture was taken in 1939, and it's not very, you can't see a lot, but it's before the addition was put on it and so on. This is at the site of the present Trinity Baptist Church in Old Octavia, which was a town divided up into streets and alleys and the whole bit. This picture I found in the archives of the Lafour Baptist Association, and it was taken in 1939, and they list there that the value of the property at the time was $1,700, okay, for the property and the building and everything. And the mission offering that was given to the association that year was $3. Okay. A lot of beginnings, a lot of things that go back with Octavia Baptist Church. You can just let it roll anytime you want to. There'll be some pictures on here. I haven't seen them yet. Andrew put these together with Becky's help and so on. And just let it roll anytime you want to. Just flip through them. The first official building built by the Octavia Baptist Church is the current Fellowship Hall. Okay, that was built in 1928. Now again, they met at a log cabin, the school building, that burned. But this is the first building the church ever had. And very little record of it, they just built it. They just did. The church met there for 64 years, okay, in that building. And, of course, the building is just approaching 100 years old now, okay, built in 28, so we're just 96 years old. In 1992, this is the old church when it was on site before we moved over here. When we moved over here, in 1992, for lack of space, they were just, you know, we knew we had to expand, and there just was not room there. And there were some other complications as well with the property. Property line actually ran right through the pulpit, and so every Sunday I was trespassing, and property was not available. And we managed to buy this 23 acres for the unbelievably high price of $1,000 an acre. And some of our old-timers just nearly had a heart attack that we did that. And what do we need 23 acres for, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, this is just the building of the building, the process of building and setting up the steeple and so on and so forth. We dedicated this section, which is the sanctuary, the foyer with the bathrooms, that only that, no wing down, no education wing, didn't have the new the old building over here. We dedicated this in 1992, and we call this our new building, and it's 30 years old now, okay, 32 years old. But this is the new building, and this is just various shots of the building, of events we had, and so on over the last 40 years since I've been here. Just wanted you to see a little bit of the history. And I could go on and on and on about this because I love the history of this church. And I love it going all the way back to the beginning, all the way back to 1905 and even prior to that. And we've got a million of these pictures of events and you know, day camp and all kinds of things. We used to do Halloween deals over at the old site. And we had some wonderful, wonderful times with Halloween celebrations over there. And things just gradually changed over the years. Now, these are new beginnings. A new beginning when the church was formed, all right, in 1905. New beginning when they built that building, which incidentally, the building is there and it's covered with aluminum siding now, or vinyl siding. And the inside's been remodeled. We've added the kitchen on. But all of the original lumber is there. So if someday we want to turn that into a historic site, we can strip the new stuff off and all the original is there and it would go back to its original shape. And when we brought it over here, we purposely, we set it out there, we redid the front steps as they were originally and the side entrance and all that we did. Again, we added the kitchen, but the rest of it was done just as it was, so it just maintained its appearance and so on. There was a lot of hassle about moving that church building because there was a lot of sentimental value there. And when we decided to move over here and then to move the church, there were some very upset people. And we tried to handle it very gently and nicely. And we did that, but I wanted that church preserved. I didn't want it to sit there and rot. And so this is why we've got it here today. This is a burning of the note, I think. There's just so many things that'll be in this. But new beginnings, you know, from the time the church started to they got their own building, and a million things that we aren't even aware of. And anytime you'd like to read about that stuff, we've got copies of the minutes down in the library. You can get those. Again, the originals are in a safety deposit box, but we've got photocopies of everything. But today we start another new beginning. Today is officially the day when you get a new lead pastor. Okay? Josh. Church has voted on this. it's time. It's time for some new leadership, some young leadership. And so we're going to make this transition. And today, he is pastor number 31. Okay? In case you want to put a tag on that. Prior to my coming, there had never been a full-time pastor at Octavia Baptist Church. And I ran down this stuff on this some years ago. Prior to my coming, there were 29 pastors at Octavia Baptist Church serving 40 separate terms, because sometimes they served a term and then they were out. In the beginning, they voted on a new pastor every year, so pastors changed often. Okay. And matter of fact, Robert Thomason, who preceded me, was pastor here just before I came. Robert Thomason was also pastoring this church the year I was born. And he'd been in and out. And some of these guys pastored 3 and 4 churches at one time. And they'd do service here, and then they'd do service here. Early on, the church didn't have full-time preaching, what they called full-time preaching, because one preacher came from, and I've forgotten his name, but I've got it in my notes. He came from over into Arkansas in Cove, and he walked over here on Saturday evening. And they had prayer meetings and then Sunday morning services, and then he walked home. Okay? The pay was really, really good. Sometimes $1, sometimes $3. But eventually, because the pastor's pay was so low, they came around and voted. I forgot the year they voted, that the pastor would receive 75% of the offering. I've been for that for years. But I never got it passed. So Josh, you can see what you can do there. But Josh will be your pastor number 31. The progress and the process that's happened here over 119 years, in August we'll celebrate the 120th year of Octavia Baptist Church. There's a lot of progress that is measurable progress. When you figure numbers, when you figure baptisms, you figure buildings, grounds, property, when you figure dollars, donations, and all that kind of stuff, this is all measurable stuff. But the really important stuff is what's not measurable. There's no way that you can measure salvation decisions. We don't even have a record of how many decisions have been made, an accurate record. God keeps the records. He's got them. We don't. We don't know how many people have rededicated, renewed their life because of attendance here and so on. Spiritual growth of individuals, whether they're saved and then grow, or whether it's saved and come here and then gradually grow in their spiritual walk. There's no way to measure that. No way to measure the number of lives that are touched, because if we take the people that come here, visitors, people that live here and then move on and so on, and there's no way we can know all this kind of stuff, direct and indirect. It may be, maybe you've been a member here for many, many years. Incidentally, just a quick show of hands, how many of you were here when Patrice and I came? This is how much the congregation changes over time, okay? Of course, it's been a long time. But these things are immeasurable, and the influences that we have as a church over individual lives, there's no way to measure that until eternity. You just don't know. We don't know the impact that this church has had on the community. Things are certainly different in the community of Smithville, Octavia, Honubby, Zafra, Ludlow than it was 40 years ago. It's way different. We don't want to get into all that. These are immeasurables. These are the eternal factor. These are the God factor. And they're the ones that really matter. You think of it this way. For all, whatever we've accomplished and whatever has been accomplished here at Octavia Baptist Church, what will remain in eternity? Buildings won't. The name won't. The grounds won't. Eventually, someday, this will go away just like it did over there. The only thing that lasts is people. When God brings this world to the end and He melts with a fervent heat the earth, the universe, and melts everything down, there's only one thing in all of creation that will last for eternity, and that's people. And this is where our focus should be. I meant to get the board up here and then I forgot to do it. But we adopted a couple of slogans over the years we felt like God led us into. One of them was, you've seen me many times mark on the board, M-A-D, okay, mad, make a difference. And then I put the little e up there because we're called to make an eternal difference. And then the saying that's on a lot of our t-shirts and so on, which is CP2G, okay, connect people to God. All right. These things we're kind of familiar with and we've grown familiar with, but they've always been the slogan of Octavia Baptist Church. Not those words, not that symbol, but that mission from the very beginning. And there's no way to measure what some of those people that came before us, what they sacrificed, what they did, what they donated, and how they held all this together. There's no way to measure all that. But the work that we're doing now has always been the work of Octavia Baptist Church. So my question is, who done it? You know, was it us? Was it God? Well, here's the long and short of it. Many, many, many people over the past 120 years have sacrificed, have worked, have donated, have been faithful, have prayed, and they have done so much. But it was God that works in hearts and does the important stuff. Now, He works through those people. He can work apart from us, but He's chosen us to be the body of Christ. And what He does is works through us. And if we don't work, it just doesn't get done. You've heard me many times recently. I've focused a lot on 2 Peter 1:5, where it says, make every effort to add to your faith, you know, this and this and this and this. And the phrase, make every effort, appears over and again in the New Testament because we're to do our part. But when we do our part, you can be sure that God's always faithful to do His part. And so there's a verse in Ephesians that I just wanted to read. We're not going to put it on the screen. But when Paul is speaking to the church at Ephesus, he says in Ephesians 3:20, now to Him who was able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us. His power at work in us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The what's happened here at Octavia Baptist Church in the last 40 years has been God working. But He's working through His people. He's working for the hardworking, faithful, generous people. And not just the grounds here, but what's happened when we've got young people that have gone off because, you know, hard to make a living here, and they go off. We got young people scattered all over the United States, and we've got influences all over the world. I remember when one time, let's see, it was Amy Wilson. Amy Wilson was hooked up with a ministry down in Fort Worth, and I've forgotten the name of the ministry, but they said, now here's what you're going to be doing overseas, and here's the people you're going to be working with. And they said, when you're working in Kenya, for instance, you'll be working with George Mambaleo. And she said, yes, I know George. He's been at our church. We know him. And when you're working in Russia, you'll be working with Josh McDowell. Yes, I know Josh. I know. And they were astounded that this girl from a little hick backwater church was familiar with these major world renowned names and so on, and because she'd been exposed, she'd been properly discipled, she'd been properly trained, properly educated, and she was ready. What I'm saying is God generally can do anything He wants to do, but generally it doesn't happen without faithful servants. We're here to do His work. So what's the future of OBC? The future, what's ahead? Next 40 years, whatever. There's no way we can know. And numerical growth, of course, is obviously very limited. I mean, where we live. Okay? And I use the stats occasionally when I'm talking to people. I met with our state director not long ago, and he was asking where we serve and so on. You know, how big's your church? We run about 150 and blah, blah, blah. That doesn't impress anybody, okay? But the fact of the matter is, then I just give them this stat. You understand that where we live, our school district covers 380 square miles with an average population of 4 people per square mile. And that sets them aback. If you took the stats of Octavia Baptist Church and you compared them with any church in Oklahoma City where there's 1 million residents, a church that runs the percentage of the population that we do in Oklahoma City would have an attendance on Sunday of 100,000 people. And there are no churches like that. A lot of people have done a marvelous job here, and God's worked through those people and done marvelous things. And most of you don't see it. We just take it for granted. But there's really something special about this church. Okay? Now, numerical growth is limited. We're never going to be a church of, 1,000 people. Unless Hochatown moves in here, which we're hoping doesn't happen. But numerical growth doesn't affect the influence that we can have on other lives. It doesn't affect that at all. It doesn't affect the impact that we can have on our community and beyond our community. And it doesn't affect in any way our contribution to the kingdom. Only in heaven, only in eternity, will we know how Octavia Baptist Church over 120 years has impacted the kingdom of God. But it's been an impact. So God is faithful and He's going to continue to do His part. But your part remains exactly the same too. And that is, remain faithful to God, to your church, to the gospel, to Christ. Seek His vision. Because now what? Where do we go? What's next? What should we pursue? And that's a big, big question. He can do more than we think or imagine, according to Paul there in Ephesians. And we have to find out, what is it, Lord, that you want us to do, that you can do your work, continue to do your work here at Octavia? And we need to work hard, make every effort. We can't pull back from that. And finally, you need to support Josh the way you've supported me for 40 years. I know he's just a wet behind the ears punk kid, okay, from a 72-year-old person's viewpoint. But that's what I was when I came, green as grass, didn't have a clue about anything. And God used that in a good way. We don't want to bask on our past. We don't want to rest on our laurels. We do want to recognize and celebrate what God has done in Octavia Baptist Church. But you don't want to stop there. You want to keep pushing forward. You want to move to the future. And so I chose to close my part of this, and I'm going to turn it over to Josh. My part is Philippians chapter 3. Apostle Paul is talking about all the things that he should grow into and should be doing and so on. And he says, not that I have already obtained this, or I'm already made perfect, but I press on. I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And then he says, let those of us who are mature think this way. That's a challenge in and of itself. So, as of officially the first of the year, but since this is the first Sunday of the year, so officially today, I am no longer your lead pastor. Josh is. I'm Josh's flunky. All right? And I do what he says. He's my boss. He tells me what he wants me to do until we know things are going smooth, and we'll see how that goes, and then I'll be out. I'm still going to be here. We don't plan to go anywhere unless it causes problems for Josh and problems for the church, okay? And it's hard after 40 years when people call me and say, what about this and this and this? And I just want to say, and then not say, ask Josh, Okay, unless it's a real difficult problem, then I won't have any trouble saying, you need to call Josh about this, okay? But as of today, officially, we're going to pass the torch. It's all yours, Josh. See if you can start a fire, Paul.
Yeah. Better set my stuff down.
There it is. You just turn it this way when you want.
Okay. Ed told me he was going to do this, and I told him not to tell Kevin. So anyway, I hope this doesn't stress you out too much, Kevin. I try not to. I'm a little nervous with this. I'm going to turn it off. I could get into plenty of trouble without fire, I promise you. So, well, now that Ed's out, let's talk about what we're really going to do. No, I'm just kidding. Let me just say, I know I've said this before, but I am so honored to be a part of this church. And we prayed about, for a long time, while we were in our former church, about becoming a pastor. I just knew that was something God was calling me to. I felt led for a long time, and we prayed about it for a long time. And it seemed like every year I'd be like, yeah, I think this is my last year with youth ministry. But it just never felt like the right time to go. And I really believe God was preparing us to come together at the right time. And so I know I felt like when we first started talking with Octavia, it was like kind of went this way. Then it became pretty clear to me, like, we want to come to Octavia. But then it was like, did they still want us? Because I haven't heard from them in a while. So anyway, I'm so honored to be here and get to be your pastor, which is a crazy thing. Did I just said that coming out of my mouth? That felt really weird. But anyway, we will hopefully grow in that together. And I did want to offer a couple of challenges, a couple of things that God has put on my heart when thinking about this new beginning and all this stuff. And Ed basically said most of it already. He stole my sermon. So I'll just close. I'll close what he started this morning with a couple of challenges. Let's always remember. It's good to remember what God has done. Matter of fact, we see it over and over in Scripture. You know, God commands his people to remember. Deuteronomy, I've got some scriptures. You can look these up later. Deuteronomy 8:18, 2 Thessalonians 2:15. And, of course, Luke 22:19, he talks about the Lord's Supper. You know, remember this, do this in remembrance of me and in remembrance of what Jesus did in giving his life, giving his body, giving his blood for us. But even we see throughout Scripture, you know, think about the Old Testament feasts. What were those to remember? Well, what were those for? The purpose was to remember what God had done for them, right? Yes, it was what God does, right, generally, but it was, we're remembering what God has done for us, our history, right? When Joshua crossed the Jordan River, when they crossed over into the Promised Land, and he had everybody, or a member from each tribe, grab a stone from the riverbed and bring it out, and we're going to create a memorial to remember. So when our children and our grandchildren come back here, you could say, this is what God did for us. It's good to remember what God has done for OBC, what God has done for this community, what God has done in and through this church. And I don't think we need to get away from that. I want us to always remember the good things that God has done and has already done through the this would be the 120th year, I guess, of Octavia Baptist Church, which is crazy. That is pretty crazy. And if I'm the 31st pastor, that means you're averaging about 40 years a pastor. Or I'm terrible at math. No, that'd be 4 years a pastor, wouldn't it? I'm so off. What is, how many is that? It, I don't know. Anyway, I was more of an English guy in school. But that's so bad. All right. Anyway, no, it is interesting. No, it's not 40 years, but actually I looked it up. I was reading some of the old minutes from the early days of Octavia Baptist Church, and it seemed like a lot of these pastors only lasted a couple of months. So not years, months, right? So it would be they'd get tired of this guy and they would vote and they say, well, we're tired of Joe, so we'll make Jimmy the pastor, right? Or whoever it was. I don't remember the exact names. But it's interesting, though, that God does do a great work through his people. And you look back through some of those minutes in the teens and the 20s and the 30s, and you see a lot of the names that are still here, right? I don't know who these people are. As many people will say, well, you know so-and-so, he's kin to so-and-so, he's kin to so-and-so, and I know like the first person they started with in the list, and I don't know anyone else. But I do recognize last names, and it's interesting to see how through the years, through the generations, God has preserved and God has blessed families in this church. And so we don't ever need to forget about what God has done. I know there's a lot of people with the idea that you almost need to reinvent yourself all the time, right? The churches need to reinvent themselves. They need to, you know, get rid of this, get rid of this, get rid of that, get rid of that. And you need to just wipe the whole slate clean and start from scratch. And I just got to say, maybe in some places that's the right thing to do. You know, like there are some places like, yeah, you probably could just shut the church up and just move on and start over all over again. But I don't think that is the case here. I think we need to continue to remember what God has done and grow and build on that. Not live in the past, but grow and build on the great foundation that's already been built here. So the second thing I want to challenge us with is let's continue to give grace. Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Now, if you haven't figured this out yet, I need a lot of grace, right? I have needed a lot of grace this past, over a year and a half that we have been here. And you have been very good about showing me grace, and I appreciate that, right? And just know, I need you to continue this, all right, for at least the next 40 years, right? You're going to need to continue to show me grace. There's a lot that I don't know yet about a lot, right? There's a lot of things that, it doesn't take a rocket surgeon to figure this out, but I am not quite the scholar that Ed is, right? And I'd like to think maybe when Ed was my age, he wasn't quite the scholar that Ed is now, right? But it's going to take me a while to learn things, right? When people ask questions in Bible study to Ed, I'm like, wow, that is a great question. I have no idea. I had never even thought to even ask that question, right? And Ed will oftentimes have an answer to your question, but not really, right? But me, I just don't have an answer, period, on a lot of these things. And I will work on that, but please continue to show me grace. And as you know, Octavia is a very different place. And I love that about Octavia. When we were getting ready to come here, I had talked to people about Octavia, and everybody had really good things to say about this church. But they all said, let me tell you one thing about Octavia. They're different, right? They said, they are different, right? One thing about Octavia, they really don't care what the rest of the world does. They're going to do what they want to do. And I thought, that's awesome, right? I want to be a part of that. But you have to understand, I have not been here for generation upon generation upon generation, right? So you're going to have to give me a little bit of time to understand some things, right? Because some things I'm just not going to get, right? And some of you know that. And there's, I think, this secret knowledge out there that you do keep from people like me. But, all right, but I just wanted to say, please continue to show me grace, and I will do my best to show grace too. Because if, like I said, Octavia is a wonderful place. We love this church, but there are some things that are just different, and I'm just not used to some of these things yet because they're just different. But let's continue to grow in grace and grow together. And the last thing I want to say is, do not let our hearts or our hands grow cold. My first Sunday here as associate pastor, we showed up, and the first Sunday I was preaching, I didn't have an office or anything yet, and I can't concentrate anywhere near my house because my children do not believe in privacy. So I was up here, and for whatever reason, I think best in the bathroom. So I locked myself in the men's bathroom here on the couch. And we have a couch in the men's bathroom, you know. And I was writing things down, and I was praying, and I was studying. And my first sermon here as associate pastor was from Revelation 3 about the church in, I'll probably pronounce it wrong, Laodicea, right? And we talked about hot being a good thing and cold being a good thing and lukewarm not being a good thing. And I think that really threw some of you a loop. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure Lee went to look up if I was a full-blown heretic or not after that sermon. But the point of it being, what I was trying to get across was that I want our church to be good, and it is good, and I've seen it good, and I want it to continue to be good in two areas, in reaching the lost and refreshing the saints. That, and I believe that's something that churches ought to do. I believe that if a church is not doing one of those things, it's really not doing great. If it's not doing either one, you might as well shut the doors. But one thing the things I believe that churches are mostly called to do, our greatest purpose is to reach the lost and to refresh the saints. And so I wanted to move on to another church in Revelation, which is the church in Ephesus, Revelation 2. And I'll just go there. And I'm not going to say much about this, but I do want to go. I would say, I feel the greatest danger for Octavia Baptist Church would be this last one. Not letting we can't let our hearts or our hands grow cold. Revelation 2 verse 1, to the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands, I know your works, your toil, your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, but you have not grown weary. All right, this is a very solid church. Matter of fact, this is the most biblically solid church I've ever been a part of. This is the most biblically solid church that I know, right? We have really good doctrine. Take the Bible seriously. I love that at day camp we have a whole class where kids memorize books of the Bible, right? We have in our classrooms, we've got posters of the books of the Bible and how the books are divided. You know, you've got the Gospels and you've got the Old Testament, you've got the Law and you've got the Prophets, you've got all these, and we really do take the Bible seriously. And I believe that this church has done a lot of great works, and we have a great love for the community. But I would say the greatest risk that we as a church run is the church the thing that Jesus had against the church in Ephesus. It says, but I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. I don't want that to be us. I don't want us to just be comfortable with good doctrine, and we're not. I don't really believe we are, but I don't want it to stop there. Or I don't want us to fall into the trap of just cold orthodoxy, right? Feelingless, lifeless, right? Let us continue to grow in our love for the Lord. Let us continue to grow in our love for each other. Let us continue to love the work that we do, right? Not just doing it because it's the right thing to do. Not just doing it because we've always done it. Not just doing it because this is what I've always done. This is what my grandma done. This is what her grandma done, right? This is just the way it is. Let's do the good work. Let's do the work of the church. Let's do let's do things the way that we ought to do them, but do them with the right heart. Let us not grow cold in our love for each other. Let us not grow cold in our love for the Lord. Let us not grow cold in the love of doing God's work. So it's great to remember. It's great to remember. We need to do that. But we can't just rest on that. We can't just look at the past and say, man, that was awesome. Remember when it was awesome? Now everything's terrible, right? I think we can fall into this trap a lot of, you know, not just in church life, but we can see this everywhere. Well, back when I was a kid, things were great. Now it's all falling apart. Everything's awful now. It was once great. Now it's awful. You know, let's not do that. Let's look forward and look ahead into the fact and think and know that God has been so faithful and done so much in the past that, you know what? God can will still continue to be faithful and can still do good things through us now. So let us remember the good things of the past, but not rest on that. Not just look back at that like, man, those were the good old days. God can still give us good old days, right? God can still give us good times. God does still do good work through his people. God is still faithful to his people. So let us do the right stuff with the right heart. We can't become so inwardly focused that we forget about what's out there, right? We need to continue to work on our own relationships with God. We need to read the scriptures for ourselves. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to fellowship together. We need to study the Bible together. We need to do that. But we also can't just sit and sour with us. We need to continue to look to the world out there. We need to look to those in our community. I believe if we really looked hard enough, we can find some lost people in Octavia, right? I've been to the high school, and as much as I like to think it was much better than my high school, I know there are lost kids at that high school. I know there are, right? I can see fruit, or not fruit, evidence, right? It would be the opposite of fruit. I can see evidence that there is lostness still in this community. So let us look out there to what we can do, and not just in Octavia and Smithville, but even beyond that. Right? Not just in, if this is Jerusalem, which is not, right, but Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Let us look outward to how can we be a part of God's plan? How can we be a part of God's work? How can we be a part of God's mission beyond just right here? As Ed has talked about, we have influences in Africa right now, right? Octavia Baptist Church has influence in Africa and elsewhere. But let us continue to look to develop relationships and partnerships and work beyond just right here. One of the cool things that there's lots that I love about this church. I really do. Like, I believe we're supposed to be here just because I love y'all a lot. I really like this church. I hope you like me back, or at least keep pretending like you do. Right? I would appreciate it. But one of the things that I love about this church is that I believe that you all really do care about. Although this place is small by the world standards, you really do care about what goes on out there. You really do care about reaching the lost. You really do care about doing the Lord's work beyond just this community. This community matters, and we need to invest heavily in this community, but that God will do things even beyond that. Sometimes it's very easy to just get focused on ourselves, but we know that this we know that this area has changed so much over the last 40 years. I say we, y'all know, right? It seems the whole world has changed a lot in the last 40 years. In the last 40 years, Octavia has changed a lot. The community and the church and the surrounding area, it's all changed. But who knows exactly what it's going to look like in 40 years, right? I'm kind of the person, I'm like the commercials with the Hershey's bar. I like things to stay the same, right? Hershey's bar, unchanged since 1800 and whatever, right? Like, but the fact of the matter is, things will change, right? Things will change in the community, and things will change in the church, and things will change. But let us never stray from the truth of God's word. Let us never stray from loving one another. Let us never stray from loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Like, let us never stray. Let us never stray from the things that make Octavia Baptist good, that make Octavia Baptist great. Let us continue to grow in those things. And who knows what the world is going to look like? Who knows what Octavia is going to look like? I sure hope Hochatown stays separated from Octavia, right, in 40 years. Let's pray for that. That would maybe be something we put on our prayer list, right, that we can still, God in his great mercy would still give us separation, right? But who knows what it's going to look like here in 40 years. But in 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 100 years down the road, let's pray and let's work toward people coming to know Christ, people growing in their faith, being diligent in the work that God has given us to do here in this community, here in this church, and even be excited about it like Dempsey, right? So that's what I want to leave us with, the challenge with, to remember, to continue to give each other grace and not to let our hearts or our hands grow cold. I'm going to have Brett close us in prayer.